Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Faith Evans in the building.
Hey!
We are so happy to have you. Let me tell you, this is so exciting because I feel like we need some girl time with Faith Evans.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
All right, so now Lip Service, we always start off with the question of the day. And today's question is, well, tip of the day, how do you deal with a friend who likes you and wants to date you, but you're not interested in them? But they're your friend. But they keep saying, you know, one day we going.
You know, I actually dealt with that very recently with Stevie.
But you did date him then.
I did date him. But there was a long period of time where I couldn't even fathom that thought. Well, I never thought of that thought. But even when he first, like, tried to tell me, he was really trying to holler at me.
So how did
he
manage?
It took a few months of convincing on his end for me to even think, like, he seemed like he might be trying to be different, but
he was going hard.
He was going really hard.
I mean, that's to y'all. Y'all don't know the hard he went before y'all even, you know.
He went real hard
for me to even, you know, consider and then actually, you know, start dating him after having such a great friendship that was 100% platonic for so many years.
Why did you say no? Like, why did you not look at him that way at all ever before that?
Well, I've always had a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. I still
Me
do.
Too.
And I never dated any of them. I think I should have been a boy. I'm such like that. What do they call? You know, like the I guess,
tomboy,
you know,
the guy's guy.
I wanted to be a tomboy, but I didn't want to get bruised up. I didn't want to get hurt.
I hear that.
And then by default, I ended up getting like really hurt physically so many times in life. Like I really could have been a tomboy. I don't know. We were just such great friends. I never saw him in that way.
Because a lot of guys want to know how to get out of that friend zone.
Mm.
So what made you finally say, like, what was the... Really,
hey,
Stephanie?
I was turning at all.
How you feel today?
She was turned up.
But when it was kind of appropriate.
Because there's people that really feel right. Like, you know, I'm in the friend zone. How do I get out of it? What made you finally take him seriously? Because so many people are like, I like this woman and I want to get out of this friend zone. I don't want her to look at me like that. What did he do? Do you feel like that made you finally say, you know what? I'll give him a shot.
I think it was more, well, of course he had to do some things, but I obviously was in a place of, okay, I've been married most of my adult life. I didn't really date much until in the last 4 years. And I think it was kind of getting beyond the, like, that's so weird to me. But then he's like, no, for real, like, I love you. I know you and you've been there for me. I mean, he was reiterating things that were very actual and true, but things that never to me meant we should be together.
Right.
Because I know every reason that we shouldn't.
Right. I think we all
but
do.
But honestly, you know, he really, even for the people that are very close to me that know him and love him for the crazy, wild person that he is, that never could even think like, yo, you sure? And, you know, he even convinced them, I must say. They was like, yo.
Right.
Like, he's really on some, like, this is, you know.
He got the horse and carriage.
I've seen that, yeah.
Well, that's just TV stuff. No, don't get TV me wrong. Stuff, not right. that it was fake.
Right.
But it's not like the relationship.
They that we don't even know about.
The relationship didn't play out in TV time. It wasn't an 8-episode thing. Right. Like, we only did, you know what I mean? It was. We were actually together, and I was going to be on his show either way, but we ended up actually kind of dating, and... Mm-hmm. I was, you know, they asked me to be on the whole season. I'm like, well, I just told them I'd be on a few episodes.
Right.
And I probably filmed one prior to me kind of taking him serious, one episode, and then I was back in town and sort of trying to take him
serious. His kids loved you.
His kids were seeming like they was rooting for the relationship.
We are always going to have a great relationship. Right. I love Stevie to death, even though I know that he's not ready for me.
Right.
He might not be ready for anybody.
He might be.
You think so?
For some people.
I don't know.
He ain't ready for me.
If you're not cool. Yeah, you know what? If there's certain shit that you can accept, then I guess it could work if you can accept certain things.
Oh, my God. I love the way that you carried yourself with the situation with him on the show. Because you was like, listen, no, you're not going to play me.
Uh-uh.
And I felt that. I was like, okay, like, you knew the kind of person. Obviously, we all seen the kind of person he's portrayed as. I don't know if that's just the reality TV thing. But you really stood your ground and you never... was going to make that situation make you look any different. And I just feel like...
I'm so glad that was, you got it like that.
Nah, yeah,
that's totally how it was. And the funny thing is that, like I said, in the filming world, you know, but it's not like when we started filming, that was the beginning of our relationship. But I remember him telling me when we actually filmed this early scene where I was like, nah, I would never. He was like, was you trying to be funny? Because we were already dating. But I'm like, no, people ain't going to think it was that easy because you know you really went through that.
Right.
And
right.
I really did shut you down for like months and months.
20 years.
I've never thought of him in that way in those 20 years. I mean, I can't say there hasn't been times in the last 10 years that I'm like, is he trying to wink at me? Like, I would run. I'd be like, ew.
Stevie J face?
I'd be like, ew, get out of here. No. I don't want to feel weird like that. But, I mean, you know, I think being divorced for 4 years, having dated after my divorce, and just, we've always been very close. I mean, he's going to always be my friend regardless. But whatever it was about him that convinced me this particular time to think that, oh wow, you really trying to do something different.
Yeah.
I'm still a very smart, and you know, I be playing chess in my head, so I know how to like foresee things and just see the bigger picture. And if something don't make sense to me, it don't. So even though I really did believe that he wanted to be different and wanted to do something different, I've been through too much to not pay attention to stuff that don't make sense.
Can he get back in?
What do you mean?
He's charming.
Can he get back in?
He's very charming. That's why most people fall for the bullshit. Right.
Can he be like, you know what? I learned my lesson.
I wouldn't really know how to answer that because I doubt it. I'm not going to say that, you know, not be times that we, you know, might, you know, hook up in the next few years. I don't know.
Right.
That's if somebody don't, you know, snatch me up.
No.
But I'm just saying, I'm not really, I don't know. I love Stevie. He's going to, I mean, we have a history that is not going to be changed. And that was a totally platonic friendship.
Did Jocelyn try to come at you?
No.
She know better.
She know who the fuck
was. Yeah, well, no. Y'all don't say that because I'm not no, you know. Let me say this. And it's funny. Nobody's ever asked me this until now other than like people that for on the side. Like nobody in media has ever asked me that question. But I'm sure that's something that people talk about and wonder. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say that I don't think there would be a reason to. I mean, at least for me, you know, because Stevie and I were always friends. I met her by way of her being with him. I always actually supported them, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm.
But then she really might feel away. She might be like, damn, you was smiling in my face. You met me, you know, now you want to date my baby daddy. Like,
at the time I decided to date him, to my understanding, he wasn't with anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he knows that I would never date him in any relationship, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not that girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not into being with you and someone else or, you know, whatever. That's fine if that's your thing. But he knows me better than that. And at the point when, that was a part of him, you know, actually trying to be with me. I'm like, wait a minute. It's so fresh out of this. He's talked to me about every single relationship he's been in. So it was definitely a challenge for me to consider it, like right. I said before. But he did do whatever I thought he seemed to need to do to convince me.
I just want to say, guys, this is so surreal. We are sitting here with Faith Evans.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, like, I promise Faith you. Evans.
And we're drinking Hennessy and lemonade.
Yeah. Hennessy and lemonade with Faith Evans.
Faith is just talking
That's
to us.
That's crazy. That's like an honor. It really is.
Yeah. All right, now, one
when
of
we're
my...
talking about things that I know people yeah. want to talk about, but they just haven't asked me yet.
You have. One of my friends in the room, I'm not going to say who it is, got invited to a sex party.
Ooh,
right.
Listen.
What, L'Oreal?
I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm pointing at her and I just said her name.
Now, tell me about this sex party and what is it like? And is this something that anybody, has anybody ever been to a sex party in this room?
I don't know if we could call it a sex party, but...
No, listen.
No, I'm joking.
I got the invitation. I'm not nothing about any of this kind of stuff. I've never been to one before. I actually heard one of my friends, not heard, but he told me he was invited to one. He told me how it all went down. It's confidential. They make you sign stuff. You bring your own bottle. There's beds everywhere. They have condoms, bowls of condoms everywhere. And he was invited through another girl. They have to approve you in order to get there, and you get the address 48 hours before you go there. And I heard about it, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And he told me the whole story, whole rundown. I was like, wow, you just people fucking everywhere. He was like, yeah, they'll just come join you and whoever you're with. You have to come with a girl if you're a man, from what I was told. And girls could come by themselves. Somebody in the room, I'm not going to say who, he's shaking his head yes, so obviously he knows.
All right.
But like, no, I haven't been.
Yeah, but so I thought it was crazy. And then today, somebody actually sent me an invitation. Like, you know, at your own risk, we're not liable if you get STDs.
Yeah. Okay, it's that made me not.
And I'm not going to lie. This one was a sleepover party. The other one that my friend had was not the same.
That's so what
they like the swingers club, just like a private situation.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any of this. I'm never going
to
go.
So, all right, Jesus, so you said you haven't been to that, but what have you been to?
Sex party?
Yeah.
Y'all know my story about the five girls and the one guy.
Well, I don't know if that's a sex party. Ooh. That's not a sex party, though.
That sounds like that man had a good time.
Right.
It was a party.
By the way, it was TBJ.
I wouldn't be surprised. Listen, that wouldn't surprise me. That would not surprise me.
No.
By the way, I know I would never be one of those girls.
She's like, minus a me. So what
that's
happened?
That's funny. I mean, we just all had sex.
Right.
So, yeah. Gigi, you went to a sex party before.
No, I went to a swingers club before.
So, what's the difference between a sex party and a swingers club?
A swingers club, I think you
swingers club
like
is everything you just described, except it happens every night in one particular place.
It happens every night?
Every night. That's a lot.
I mean, I don't know if they're open 7 nights a week, but...
So, do you mean you had a man? I'm sorry, yeah, but you had a man and y'all went together?
No, it was just a friend of mine that we just went. Like, but you have like a regular there.
Right.
But you have to... it was like a membership type of thing, so he was a member, and he hit me with the come meet me out for a drink, and then I pulled up at the spot like
Richard pussy
this
out,
place.
Pull up and on then, the
and we got there.
Missing.
We was just we just sat at the bar and was just like watching the people. They were like having sex and stuff. We was just looking.
But you said it so normally.
How do you get invited to these parties?
Who in this room, Stephanie? Who would go to one of these just to observe?
I definitely wouldn't. I'm too paranoid.
You don't gotta join.
Not that private invite only thing, but I would go back to a swingers club just to kind of like hang out. It wasn't like horrible. Nobody tried me or anything. I was just sitting there. No, you don't have to do anything.
I can't even pee in front of somebody. Like if I'm
you
in a bathroom.
Earlier.
No, I did not. Listen, don't be telling our business, bitch. No, but like it feels weird to me if like someone's around me and I'm trying to pee. Like it takes me a minute. Like I have to think about it. So to fuck in front of another person.
Oh.
That's just weird. I'm sorry.
Several other people, though.
Several other people, not just one person.
But what if they're strangers? Would you rather fuck in front of strangers or people you know?
If I had to pick. I mean, do these people have their phone?
No.
Where do you put your phone? They take your phone at the door?
They don't take it, but it's just proper etiquette not to pull your phone
out. Yeah, you'd be a loser to pull your phone
out. She sounds like she is such a vet.
Listen.
She knows the rules, the protocol. Oh, yeah.
Look, he said they'll throw you out if you bring your
You
phone
know what? Well, let me not hear you say one more thing over there.
You're about to lose your job.
Clearly. You know what? That ring on your ear right there tells it all right there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Ear cuff,
hey.
The ear cuff.
The ear
right?
cuff gives me all the info, all the intel.
Now, say one of your homegirls, right, liked one of your guy friends. Would you hook her up with a guy that you know he ain't shit?
I'm not a hooker-upper. I'm not like that, because I don't like when people try to hook me up.
But no, but say she's like, yeah, I like such and such, you know.
Like, I jokingly be like, okay, let me just talk. I have one of my best friends is a trans girl. Mm-hmm. And she stay any, you know, fine to girl, tell him. I'm like, no, I'm not telling him that. I'm not into that. He ain't about to, you know, be mad at me. You know, but she stayed thinking somebody, and I'm like, sometimes she surprised me
because it worked out.
She end up telling me that, well, you ain't hooked me up, but I hollered at him.
Right, it works out. Listen, we have a trans friend that definitely has.
Okay. No, I had to put my head down just now.
I'm like, well,
hooked
okay,
up with guys
girl.
That we know, and we were like, wow.
She was like, yeah, because you know, fuck him, because I done fucked him already, and I know his family. I was like,
wow.
Damn, okay.
You is a man.
Like, you is a man.
But if like you had a if you had a friend that wanted to be hooked up with a guy that you know ain't shit, would you hook her up?
If she was that serious about it, I would just like warn her, like, listen, I don't know if you
right.
want to take it seriously. You might just want to have a little session and call it a day, because that ain't the one you want to fall in love with. I mean, I would give fair warning.
Right, that's
I wouldn't be a hater because
you.
Clearly he's my friend too, so I wouldn't be like, nah, fuck that nigga and shit. But I would just really be like, girl, I don't know if that's what you might want to, you know, do with that, but
go to dinner, get some.
She sounds
do,
like me.
Yeah, yeah. Let
me
tell
you
something.
That, but then I tell the dude too, like, I told her you ain't shit.
Yeah. Right, because that's how I am. Like, I
want to be with
you,
motherfucker. Go ahead, but I already told her
because that's how I am.
But don't you feel like as a woman, sometimes women are more attracted to guys when they hear they ain't shit?
Maybe
some the bad women. Guy, like they want that bad guy.
Somebody be like, you know, he ain't shit.
Or they think that they can change him.
I
like,
can make him
treat
shit.
Me right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think in my teenage life, I probably put, you know, I mean, I thank God I got some of these things out of the way early.
But
now, you know, I don't want that.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I did just talk about me dating Stevie.
Right.
And
right.
I, but
no kidding.
In terms of, in many ways, in terms of relationships, it's fair to say that. But he's also a
He'll
very.
Say that.
He's a great person, right. though. And I know him as a person and as a friend. So I think it was a little clouded when I finally decided, like, you really seem like you're serious. And I know you're a good person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, for real, for real. Even though you do some dumb shit on TV.
Right. That's TV.
And I don't understand what. But
no,
it's still,
I remember
like,
when
stuff that he actually does.
I remember when you said that he lent you money to get your house. Like
my first house. Yeah, mm-hmm. he did.
Oh, is that true?
$75,000. Oh, wow.
But that's I gave it back to him like a month later.
Oh, yeah, we still, talked about that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
He should have been like, nah.
That's probably why
so
he gave it to
did you
me.
Give
no,
him back the whole thing, though?
Of course. He knew I was waiting
back?
For my advance. Mm-hmm. So it was more of a like, you know, I'm trying to get this checked. It ain't coming yet. I got this house. I do not want to lose it.
Right.
It's very few people, you know, right. I would never just ask.
But
somebody.
That's when y'all were friends, not when
we
y'all were.
We were already friends. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know?
Not when y'all were.
We're dating, no.
No.
This was back in the 90s.
Yeah, she said it was her first
time.
I never even
okay.
thought
okay.
about him
but
in that way.
But this is why you know that he's a good person.
That, yeah, that's cool.
He is a good guy. He's a great person. I mean, he's a great father, even though he got all these child support things
oh my God,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? He is a great father and in the ways that I've seen.
He's not a great so,
I'm not one of his
He's not a great
mother.
Boyfriend.
You know what? I know Mimi and Mimi does always say that like he tries to be like a really good father at all times.
I know he tries to be present. He's very present.
That's what she told
lives,
me as well.
You
so,
know?
You know, I heard the same thing. So it's not like you're just saying it. I ain't hear nobody else.
Yeah.
Like the what he portrays on TV. And I know it is just reality TV and I've done the show.
It's not just that, though.
It does not, it doesn't seem like it matches up to the person that I've heard that he really is.
I think that he just.
But he has many different facets to his personality.
Right, right.
Because even though it is reality TV, you are up here
you choose
doing
do
this
that.
Thing.
Yeah, you choose.
And that's something as his friend before that, I was just always really intrigued. Like, I can't wait to ask him, why is he doing this shit on TV? Like, we know you're crazy, but why
we know.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Right, right.
Like, I'd be the one, the friend that'd be like, yo, what is really,
what the
why
fuck are you
but
doing
let's keep
doing
it real. That's what got him his own show.
That's a fact.
That's
I liked his
fact.
Show way better than I liked him on Love & Hip Hop. The show that he did and you mm-hmm. was on,
to me, it was interesting. Like, and I feel like it had substance. It had family.
It showed a relationship.
It had faith on it.
It had faith. It had faith. And I'm not gonna, like I said to you earlier, like the way you portrayed, like the way you were and the way they showed you, because you know they could twist things around.
Oh, you know, but they tried to. I want to.
Oh, yeah, they tried to. But you stood your ground.
Y'all want
to
hear the tea?
Yes, we want to hear the tea.
Okay. So we were dating and things like that. And I mean, I would have been on his show anyway. I've been on there just supporting him before, you know. But I had told him I would be on a few episodes. And then, you know, they were really like, yo, at some point they were like, we're so happy you guys are together. We knew he liked you. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, we knew he liked you forever. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Y'all just want me to be on the
y'all
show.
Trying to guess.
You know what I mean? But at some point through our the filming, which wasn't that much, and the relationship, you know, I found out some things. And I was like, you know what? I ain't going to film no more. Just because I'm like, nah, I ain't doing all that. Because in real, you're not about to be on screen acting like something is some kind. They didn't hire me as an actress.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
You know what I mean? So, but then I decided, you know what? I'm doing other business with this machine of Viacom. So I don't want those people to be, you know.
Right.
Because they was going to lose it if I was like, I ain't going to do it no more. Right. You know what I mean? So I came back in the midst of, in real life, what I had just found out about him. And, you know.
What is it that you found out?
That he just, you know, wants to be in what happened, happened, everything. That's his story to tell if he wants to tell.
He got a little drunk.
But he got a. No. That was actually. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Right.
So what y'all actually saw as being. I guess what they wanted to present as why that wasn't really, that was just their way of cleaning up.
An explanation.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in real life, I found out something about him being involved with this business partner of his and things like that. And he kind of tried to avoid me. And I'm over here gagging like, wait a minute. Right. You done went through all this convincing and all of this and that. And you don't even really know how to deal with me. Like, this is me. This Faye. Right. I'm the same one. Like, why you acting different because we fucked? Because we fucking now. Like, I'm still being 100% true with you and still giving you the same advice, telling you stop saying that ain't your baby.
Right.
Like, I'm that one. You know, I'm really your friend. Right. I'm like, stop saying that, dude. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You were all pretty sure.
And he
was.
Will say that. I've told him, stop doing that. I don't like that. I don't like when you, you know, I'm.
As
just
a woman,
really
I don't like that
him.
Shit. Right.
And so I decided to go film because I knew that he was trying to avoid me. And he saw me and he thought it was going to all be good when I see him again. Mm-mm. And I had to film for 3 days and I had it planned out on that third day, honey, on that horse and carriage scene.
Oh yeah, I like that scene.
He didn't know what was coming. They didn't know I was going to say that because they didn't know what was really going
and
on.
And they were probably
life.
Like, wow. Yes.
No,
yes.
They didn't
she
know.
Was
they
playing
were
playing the shit out of
Let
him.
Let me tell you
like,
what. Mm-hmm. Them cameras scrambled like roaches when the lights came on. Come on. When they heard me drop a bomb about. Because they thought I was going to be like, yeah, we can figure it out. Nope. I was like, uh-uh. But meanwhile, in real life, this is really going on. And you on camera trying to act like, and I'm like, yo, okay, I got you, man.
But in your head, did you ever think that there was a future for you guys?
I really did.
You did?
Only because I know that he is really a good person. And he convinced me that he was ready to be different. Everybody has
it
a past.
It seemed believable.
Everybody has a past. And right. And you're talking in what you just saw in those eight episodes.
Believable.
It definitely wasn't a.
And you know, from what I heard,
4 week thing, you know.
On sideline.
No, we were
things.
Talking about it. We were like, he seemed really nice. Like, he really went hard.
Because I was at the concert in Atlanta and they said that y'all was together and that wasn't on the show. It was just people that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they was, and I thought about it. I'm like, yo, he must have really switched up and changed because, you know, Jocelyn had did a lot of grimy stuff. You know, that we all know about. This is just stuff that was just in the media. And I just figured, like, maybe he got his life straightened together and was thinking, I'm a fuck with her now. And
I mean, come on, your Faith Evans.
Your Faith. Like
you would think.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with
it. No, but I'm
it should have.
Like, it should. It definitely should.
It's on the level of him knowing that I'm not that one.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, nobody's ever gonna, don't ever cheat. But I mean, you know that there's a certain,
that's
you're only gonna get so far with the bullshit.
Beat a bitch ass, listen, okay?
In the hotel even room. Aside from okay. that, but we're in a whole different place now. No, I'm in a whole different place. But just like, no, I'm not even speaking in a comparison of people thing, because I don't even do that.
Not even to make, not even to say that you should do
that. I'm just explaining where I was coming from with him knowing me and the level, the woman that I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm even being mature enough to say, all right, you know, you kind of got, but I know there's a 50-50 chance. I had to still understand it. Ain't like I'm all.
But you're a legend. Be clear.
You know, I pay attention.
Right, right. Well, has your relationship changed as friends now? Like, is it different?
I really don't want it to be.
Mm-hmm, but
we
it?
Are still friends. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, because he has so much going on at all times. But you know what I'm saying? I'm the one that knows how to step back. Like, I'm going to still be here. I'm going to still be the same friend.
Right. That I was
and when you hit me,
started.
I'm going to still be there if you need me.
That's cool.
You
that's
know what
cool.
I mean? So mm-hmm. I would say that it hasn't in that sense.
Right.
But do I feel like I'm going to go so super, super hard for defending you?
Right. No.
I'm going to be honest. But, I'm still defending him because he is a good person. True. I'm not
going to
not say
that. But I feel like he understands that too.
He know what it is. He know what it is.
Right.
All right, now people have been asking questions that they want us to address.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know about this topic, climaxing while sleeping.
How do you do it?
I've done it several times, and I know it's not a dream. No, I'm reading. I've done it several times, and I know it's not a dream because I wake up shaking with my cooch vibrating.
Ooh. Whoa.
Has anybody ever here came in their sleep?
I think I did.
Hey, come on, Freaksha.
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, so, okay, I feel like that's an incredible experience. It's like no effort to have an orgasm.
I feel like she's the one I should ask about anything I want to know.
She'll tell you
about.
She definitely has it. So what was that? Like, you woke up?
I think I might have been like dreaming about sex and woke up like, you know, with the little chill at my spine. Yeah.
But did you come?
I mean, I felt like I did.
It's hard to tell, right?
Yeah.
It happened to me before. Yeah. I had a dream where I was having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I woke up, I'm like, did I have sex?
Right.
Did not?
Because like, you kind of feel like you did.
It does feel like you really did. Like a wet dream for a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I experienced that.
It's crazy.
Stephanie, you never experienced it?
No, I've never come in my sleep or in my dreams.
I think I was in my dreams. Absolutely not.
To do it.
The worst is if you're not alone in bed and you do that.
Oh my God. That's embarrassing. Right? You didn't make me come last night, but I made myself come in my dream.
In my dream. But I came and I did.
I have a dream.
But you suck and you
percentage
didn't.
Percentage wise, how often would you say that you come during sex?
Internally or externally?
Mm. What's the difference?
There's it a big difference.
The or the inside.
Yeah, you have a clitoral stimulated.
I must be a novice. For all of my teenage promiscuity, please tell me what you're talking about.
External orgasm.
You mean like clitoris? Squirt? Or
no.
Like, wait, what's.
External orgasm is when you have an orgasm from being aroused by clitoris, like your clitoris being stimulated.
That's clitoral stimulation.
Stimulation, right. And internal orgasm is when you're. Climaxing from penetration.
It's a uterus orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I've experienced
different.
Both. I just never differentiated.
You didn't know it was different, right?
Yeah. I'm coming.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye. No.
Okay, so percentage-wise, Faith, how often would you say you come during sex?
90,
that's good.
95.
Girl, that's great.
That's me
even
too.
If I have to I come. Be the one to make sure I do.
Right. Me too. I come.
I think I'm gonna fire myself.
Oh my God. You know what? I just recently started squirting. Which
good
is because I promise you.
I never squirted
in the past, like, I squirted in the past couple months, like, three times. And I was like,
sorry to all your exes. R.I.P.
Sorry to who I was listening that I didn't have sex with. So fuck y'all.
Achieve it. Like, did you feel like.
No, when I tell you it happened out of nowhere. Like, I, nothing different, nothing, anything. Like,
I just squirted. And I've never squirted before. And I used to always talk about it like, oh my God, I want to squirt. I want to squirt. Like, I wanted to learn how to do it. And then out of nowhere, like.
You squirted.
I believe, receive.
That's why you got to speak things into existence.
You got it right. Yeah, it's like
the
secret.
The power was always within you.
And forces
the universe. You put it out in the universe and you got your squirt.
I mean,
let me start asking for one.
Please. Do you know how good I felt after that? And then in a while, I felt like, no, I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, I made her squirt and they felt good about themselves. So it's like a gift and a curse. Like,
no, you should want a guy to feel that. I've never squirted. I would love to, but I'm fine with having an orgasm.
You can't control it. Like, I swear to God, like, when no, I used to think it was pee.
Because
I know Stephanie squirts. We know from the You can't control it. It's crazy. Like, I swear to God.
My new boyfriend makes me squirt with his mouth, and it's just so terrible. I get so upset.
Listen.
And he loves it. It gets me so mad.
It's special.
I hate it.
Not gonna lie.
You said you hate it? No, you don't.
Yes, I do hate it because I have to sleep in the puddle. Nobody else.
I'm not sleeping in a puddle. Like, before you eat, I put sleeping. This towel down.
Right.
Is there such thing as an internal squirter?
Ooh,
sounds fun. I don't know about squirting.
So what does it mean? Like, you, what would you think that was? I'm confused. So if you internally squirt, it's like just inside?
It's just like an extra heavy volume of interior
coming. Oh, meaning like you're extra wet, basically.
Yeah.
I would just think
that you were just extra wet.
Well, no, after you come, like, you know what I mean? Like, you, like, because I know the whole point of squirting is for it to be
come out. Fruit. Right. Yeah.
But what Projected. If it's jammed up in the end? It can't come out.
It didn't find its way out the tunnel.
Constipation in your puss.
That's when you get that macaroni and cheese noise.
Oh, yeah. That's what that is. That's squirting. What? Internally.
When you get the macaroni and cheese noise,
it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Who made that noise? I don't know what that noise was. They said I used stirring the mac and cheese. Are you serious? No, it does. It sounds like you're stirring like the crack. Before you put it in the oven, you mean mashed potatoes? I didn't make this up. We'll make this up. All right, so I'm a mac and cheeser. So you don't externally squirt?
Yeah, because I've never squirted, but I get really wet and I come. But I've never squirted.
I'm an audio squirter. That's the mac and cheese.
That's the noise, though. Right, so that means you squirted internally. I like that. I like that.
Now, here's another thing that we were talking about. If you get pregnant, right, and you decide not to keep it, should you tell, like, do you have to tell the guy? Are you obligated? Because it's kind of your decision, your body.
I don't think you're obligated, but you should.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
In a healthy relationship, you should discuss it with your partner. But if you're in an unhealthy relationship and you're doing what you got to do for you.
Yeah, if you're just getting fucked and you got pregnant.
You know, you should probably just handle your business and keep it quiet.
That's really? I never had an abortion before.
I'm saying, like, if it was that situation where you just kind of
if it was just like a fuck buddy situation and, you know, you don't see it going nowhere, you don't want to have this baby, no need to discuss it.
You shouldn't get pregnant by your fuck buddy because you should be using condoms with your fuck buddy.
I mean, you should, but, you know, how long will that last?
Right. So, but say it's your boyfriend and you just feel like, oh, my career is so popping. Like, I need to focus on my career.
He's going to try to talk me out of it.
Yeah. Would you do that?
No, that's
wrong. If it was my man, I would definitely tell him.
You would tell him.
Yeah. Now, what if he was like, I want you to keep it?
I mean, that depends on what the real.
But you already knew you didn't want to.
Oh, well, I
would. That's hard, yeah.
Oh, then I probably would do it and not tell him.
Shit.
If it was to the extent where I had to really tussle with myself emotionally about it, I probably wouldn't tell him.
Because does it make a difference if a guy is like, hey, I want you to keep it? I don't think you should do that.
It's not their fucking decision. I mean, like I never had been pregnant before in my life.
I think if you're pregnant and the guy wants you to keep it, you should consider. You should think about it. You should think about it.
He can leave if he wants to.
Think about it, but it depends on the relationship.
Only because he says he wants you to.
Not only because, just because. And then swallow it. No.
Then think about swallowing an abortion pill.
No, the reason why I think because it's his child too. It's you know if you're with a guy and you know he doesn't believe in abortion, he might think that you're killing his kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You should think about it. You just as considering another person. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm. And then you have the baby and he's like, eh, I don't want to.
I mean,
where'd he go?
I'm just saying, you. I mean, like it is. You know, it is two people, ever. Right? It is two people mm-hmm. making a baby. It's not. I don't feel like it's just the woman's decision whether she.
But you know what?
Abortion
the,
or not.
But a lot of the responsibility falls on the women, regardless. Like you always have to think. I feel like when you have a baby, if you're not with that person like that, if you're not married, they might not be around. You don't really know what's gonna happen. Right. Sometimes, you know, that's why I feel like. It is more on the woman, just because no matter what, you got to be there, just in case he changes his mind.
I mean,
I
agree.
Girlfriend.
I agree. The final decision is on the woman, but I don't think it's something that the man shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be involved in that decision. I don't think that's fair.
All right, now if somebody bought you a gift, would you check to make sure it's real?
I mean, in like
what kind
like
of gift? A jewelry.
Watch. Some jewelry.
Yeah. If you're accepting a gift from somebody who is suspect, yeah. If the person is suspect, if it's not a suspect person, then no.
I mean, you know? If I'm opening a watch box, then
you
I know.
It's real.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You assume it's real.
Yeah, like if I'm opening the box and it's red, you know, the red Cartier box and it has all of the little, you know, the cards and the serial numbers and the you know, all of that stuff that comes along with it.
Certificate.
All of that stuff. Then I would assume that it was real. But if he give me a watch and he just give it to me.
Right.
Just hand me a watch.
On your
wrist. I'm going to be like...
That's a girl who... obviously. That's my point I was going to make is... you know, kind of already knowing the difference, which, you
right.
know, that's not to say, I got that already. But I'm just saying, if you know the difference, then you might be looking for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that it's not going to come in a box. And I happen to know that there's some great AAA class designer imposters
exactly.
on that come with all of those things.
Come
right.
with
all
the cars, the same, so you have the packaging, the receipt.
Would you check? Would you do the appraisal? Like, let me just see.
I would probably get it appraised. But I would probably notice certain things.
Right.
That
yeah,
you
I
know.
Think if somebody gave me a knockoff, I would know.
I would know
just
by looking
at it. I
don't
think I would know.
I definitely would.
I would have to, like, ask an expert. I don't think I would know.
I would definitely.
I would definitely, if it was something that I don't already have, mm-hmm. I would look online for sure. Because, you know, they tell you everything,
right,
girl.
Right.
How you spot a fake such as that.
Right.
You can
right.
Google anything now.
Anything.
Yep. So, wait, there's fake Rolexes that come with the box and
everything.
The
yes.
Of course.
Everything.
Yes.
Absolutely 100%.
See, I don't fuck with no nigga that's fraud like that. That'll be like, oh, let me get this bitch a fake ass
that
watch.
That you know of.
Mm.
He could have got too.
See, that's different.
True.
That's different.
I don't even think a man would even dare giving me a knockoff. I've spotted a mile away.
I don't know about spotting a mile away, but I don't think, don't play
I
that
would.
Shit with me.
I don't think I would know.
I would know.
Yeah, don't let me find out about no fake shit.
I would.
So you
could have
been
with somebody if they gave you something fake? Like, what if he gave you something, you found out it wasn't real, then what? Now you got to tell
him. Did you know whether it was real?
Did
you
know?
Right. Do you know that you gave me a fake ass watch?
Why you didn't tell me?
Listen. So what is it turns
look,
green?
Look, I jumped in the pool with it. Now it's going to work.
I jumped in the pool.
You should have warned me, nigga.
Why would you jump in the pool with it?
I'm not going to lie. Like, when I got my...
Real.
Right. Right. When I got my first Rolex, I wasn't aware, like, that you could get in the water with it and shit. So my ex, he, like, took it. He was like, you got something on your watch, and he put it under the water. I'm like, no! It's like, bitch...
It's
like
Rolex.
You can get it.
Yeah, I used to take my watch off at the beach.
Yeah,
and he used to be like, it's a real boy. You can get in the water.
Yeah, you can get in the water with it. I didn't know that. I was scared to ask.
I don't know anything about...
I was scared to ask because I was like, I was embarrassed, you know? Like, you don't know shit if you don't know that your Rolex can't get wet. Like,
so should I try to put my Rolex under the water and see what happens?
If that shit don't work, girl...
No.
Yeah, just, you like, can put no. it, like, I cleaned my watch the other day. I had it all under the water. It was good. Making sure my shit was good. Like, if it don't do that, then it's a wrap. That's not real.
So would you, so.
If
you
it
would,
ticks.
All right, so let's just say you found out it's not real. You would tell your man it's over or what?
Is this a me question?
Yeah.
Hey, question. I think this I would break up with him for that. We would have to have a serious conversation.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be on a different level than that.
First of all, I would want to know if he knew.
You should
it was
be able to really
fake,
talk
then,
to me about
what if
all
he's
of
like
that?
Faith, but you're a celebrity and I'm a regular guy. and I just like, can't afford the shit.
So buy me a t-shirt.
Buy me better than that. Don't try to buy me one then.
Yeah.
Buy me some fresh kicks.
That's you true.
Buy
that's
me something
that I'm in.
We can talk,
that.
But that's yeah. the conversation we would have. Like,
get
I love
some
you.
Yeezys
I mean,
or
you
something
ain't got to
like
do
that.
I'm real simple. I'm a swap meet girl. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Now, you always fly. Stop it.
But I get my jewelry from the swap meet.
Really?
I really do. Sloss and swap meet. Those
no
are my people.
No
Yeah, I do.
You know, see, that's what happens when you know that you up to a certain stature. People look at it and be like, "Oh, that shit is real." So
I
they're
mean,
not
I got
even
a little like, Tiffany on here and stuff, but the rest
okay.
of this is swap me.
Like, I see some kind of Chanel shit.
I mix it up.
Okay, that's what you got to do.
I don't know what she's talking about. High low.
I mix it all up together.
Gotta do that
you know,
sometimes.
You gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith.
Are you okay with dating like a guy who is nowhere near your level?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like
let's the guy
just say,
who has a 9-to-5?
Yeah, but also just maybe making ends meet and stuff like that. Because I know sometimes we feel like we work so hard to get to where we get to. Mm, mm. Can I be with somebody that can't do the things for me that I could do for myself?
Well, I already know that I could be with someone that is not on, you know, as not on the same in the same tax bracket as me. I know that. I've already proven that to myself.
But what if you have to pay
but
for the vacations?
But do I want to? I don't want to anymore. No,
right.
I don't.
You learned your lesson.
My heart knows that I could.
Right.
But I've already, you know, I don't have to prove that to anyone. You know, God knows my heart. All the people I've been with know my heart. But at this point in my life, I would certainly want to be with someone that, even if they're not, you know, in the same tax bracket, just that has their own and that's doing their own thing. Now, I respect somebody that just knows that they have to hustle just on their own, whether I'm in their life or not. I mean, I respect just people that's go-getters and that know that this is part of my life means I got to make stuff happen for me and the people that are in my life. So it's not so much from a what you do for a living type of thing, but you out there serious about
life.
Getting it.
Getting
not just making ends meet. Don't get me wrong, no shade to the people who are.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I definitely have gone through the just making ends meet part of my life. Hopefully I don't
you
have
to
go
do
back
that
there.
Shit no more,
you know
right.
what I mean?
What if he's like 35, like I still want to rap?
How about being 55 and haven't made it yet and still want to be a rapper? I haven't met that guy, but I have some friends that, you know, that might be their little situation. And I'm like, girl, you know, won't you tell him to hang it up? Hang up his microphone. I mean, I don't know. I would have to be honest. I'd be clown because, see, I'm so funny. I'd be making jokes. I'd be like,
oh, man.
Child. Like, boo, come
on. Poor ego.
Like, I mean, if he already got a secured a place in my heart, then I would have to figure out a way to be tactful about telling him to hang it up.
Right.
But I would have to tell him.
Like, baby, it's not.
Like, I love you. I think you dope as hell. But I want to see somebody else do that first before you be the one to embark on that.
Like, I would feel like you're real as fuck. Like, you're not going to hold nothing back from the person you're dating.
Like, you still rapping like the Sugar Hill Gang.
Like, if you don't shut the fuck up with that rapper shit.
No,
and get
I wouldn't say
girl.
It like that.
Oh,
no, I would not.
See, I would.
Like
that. That's I said it in my words.
I have to infuse most stuff with humor.
Right.
That's my way of being honest.
Like, honest humor.
Because I have a really great sense of humor.
Right.
So I know how to make everything into, like, man, if you don't stop with that Sugar Hill.
If you don't stop with that hip hop hippity to the hop.
No disrespect to Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it's 2017.
Or Sugar Hill Records.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Shout
but
out to
I'm
the
just
first
saying,
family
I don't
of
want
hip-hop.
Nobody. Right.
Style
if,
you, of,
if that's your style right now,
right.
Then you need to do a little bit of history. Well, you got the history part.
Ancient ass.
Right.
Now, we have seen recently that you and Lil' Kim have managed to come together and actually, finally, like, after your whole past and history, put all that behind you. And even take a picture together. Are y'all like cool? Do you speak?
Kim is on the album.
Right.
Oh, that's dope.
Kim is on this album. And actually, I mean, we speak. I wouldn't say like, oh, I call her like, what's up, girl? Let's go hang out. I mean, but it is, I'm very happy that she's in a different place. Because for me, when Big died, all of that stuff went out the window. And I can honestly say that I've always said it. And it's the truth. And I actually reached out to Kim some years ago to be on a record with me.
I remember
it just
when
didn't
you said
happen
that.
When she was, I think, dating Sky Storch. Mm-hmm. And I was working with him, and my ex-husband was trying to make it happen, but I probably should have said it myself, you know.
Right.
But I know that it's something that our fans have been waiting for, you know. And the funny thing is, I never knew, I would have never imagined it would be on this album with me and Big, that right, she ends right. up actually being on the record.
That's dope.
So, you know,
that's
God
amazing.
Works in, like, really crazy
I think that's
ways.
Powerful for a lot of women too, because sometimes we don't get along with each other because of a man,
mm-hmm.
and like maybe we other than that would have been cool with each other, but then somehow some way we don't like each other because of a situation with a man.
Well, the funny thing is, in that situation, it was because of him that we became cool with each other, and because of him
that y'all were right. How hard was it for you to become like one of, well, both y'all to become a bigger person, or the bigger person to work together? Because I know how I feel about
yeah, I know
a
you
side
do.
Bitch that I can't even look at a bitch, so I don't even.
But yeah,
I don't mean, like, you know how what, did let you me do just that? Be clear, because I don't want to refer to her as that, and that's
not
just,
bitch, but I mean as far as my situation.
No,
that
but that's just
like,
out of respect
bitch.
Because in being real mature and looking at it from the perspective of where her mind might have
right,
been and
right.
what he may have been making her think
right.
for certain
a lot
reasons.
Of times
before
the
I even came along.
It's the guy's fault.
Yeah, it's definitely
before
the
I even
guy's
came
fault.
Into his life. You
right,
feel me?
Right.
So, you know, with all respect to, I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I just, from like I said, when he passed away, all that went out the window for me.
Right,
there was
right.
no reason to be mad at her.
Right. right.
You know, but she just wasn't in a place to receive it then. And she actually recently did an interview when we were on the Bad Boy tour where she said, you know, Faith reached out to me before and she, you know, but I just wasn't ready to receive it, you know.
Right.
And but she's in a different place. She's a mom now, you know.
Right.
And when I asked her to be on the song, I was actually like having my fingers crossed behind my back, like, I hope she do it, I hope she do it. And she was like, yeah, of course. I was like, yay!
No, that's dope.
Like, that's know, a like, good feeling.
Yes. That's amazing.
And the thing is, the song that she's on is called Loving You for Life. And when I told her about it, I'm like, I'm going to send it to you, but I really want you to talk about like how you felt when Big died.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. That makes a big person out of you. And I feel like you always like show that in your character, like you was a bigger person in a lot of situations, and that's something
I have tried to be, and I don't. Yeah. I know I've had my little, you know, want to prove my brick city,
my little Jersey.
Shout out to Jersey because I'm from Jersey, you know, too. So you know,
I definitely have tried to when I realized that it was the better thing to do, which I always knew, but you know, I had my little moments,
right,
right, right.
You know that, like, you know, it's okay.
As women,
it's okay.
Don't we all get mad at the other women sometimes?
Oh, hey.
And
not
you really should be
and not
mad
be mad at
the man
for like, what
exactly.
is he saying to her? What is
exactly.
he making her think?
Exactly.
You we know? Always come straight
look
at
Gigi. Gigi, like,
look, we always come straight at the women. I feel like
I do.
Yeah,
but, and then we keep talking
about
women.
Are sneaky. Yes.
Sometimes the women want to take
yes.
on
no,
attitude
women are
other
awful.
Than
sometimes
acknowledging
women smile
that
in your face every time they see you and speaking.
Yes.
And you kiss
and these women will see
the
you. These women will see you happy with your boyfriend, and just because
true.
They see you happy with your boyfriend, they want to be on your boyfriend.
Mm.
So
right.
Don't sleep. It goes both ways.
But sometimes these guys are the hurt so much
right.
of the craziest stories from these please. Guys where they convince you and they convince the other woman too.
And at the end of the day, it's disrespectful
hello.
To you. When a man allows another woman to disrespect you, that's on him.
Right. I've been in that situation.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? And it's
no,
just,
because that's the thing. A woman could try to seduce your man or my mic is going out. But a woman could try to seduce your man, and your man is the one who's going to let her go bust so far, you know?
Right. And we're going to be like, no, I can't. Like, what are men really going to be like? No, I can't do that. I have a girlfriend.
Never.
Probably not.
That's the funniest
never.
Thing I ever heard.
Never.
Everybody laughed.
What about my girl?
Never.
I can't do it.
If they could juggle both, that's what they're going to figure out how to do. And it's sad that we do go to the woman.
Right.
But I
so
mean,
and stay with him.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you why I ever went to the woman, because I know I can't beat that nigga, so I know I could whoop her ass. So that's why I would go to the woman, like, fuck you, bitch, you knew da 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 da. And it's sad, you know, because at the end of the day, it's him that's doing wrong, but
right.
I can't beat him.
Now, another thing we were talking about is why do men want women who don't work?
Oh.
We were talking about this earlier, right? Dating
they
a guy.
Do.
And
no,
listen.
Not even. They like women at work, but they don't want you to work once they get you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're like successful women.
That's they not going to work for
but
them.
But then they're like, oh, no, don't go do that. I want you to just hang out with me. Like, I remember before I dated a guy, and he was like, I don't understand why you have to go work all the time. Why can't you just take care of things here in the house?
Yes.
And I was like, damn, just like you go to work all the time. Like, I want to be able to go to work all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of guys that are in relationships or married or whatever, and they don't want their wife or their woman to work, really. Like, sometimes they look for that. They want a woman that's just going to kind of like be at their beck and call.
Yeah.
Until, and then they cheat with you with somebody that doesn't.
I feel like you can still be at their beck and call. That's just to not think of a better way to say that, but you can still do that and work. But the whole thought of somebody thinking you shouldn't do that is a little weird to me.
Right.
Right. I agree with that.
A lot of these men are like little boys and they just feel like they need you around as like a comfort. I'm going through that right now with this guy that I'm dating. Like he wants me around him at all times because, in his words, I'm his power source.
Like, yeah. I need to be in charge.
Like, I just need you to keep me going. Like, ooh, without you, I'm lost. And
see,
I just be like,
feel like that too, girl.
Yeah, and I just be like,
baby, you're gonna be on 27%. I hope that shit.
Right. Look, well, I gotta go to work, so I'll see you when I get back in a couple hours. But yeah, no. He's just like, why can't you just be with me forever? I just want you by my side at all times.
And how
I'm just
long
like,
have you guys
I
been
got
dating?
Stuff to do. 18 days.
Listen, and then when you are by his side all the time, eventually he's going to be over it.
18 days, which is nothing, not even a fucking month. Okay.
And after 2 days, he said he was in love with her.
He did.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Would you believe that?
And it was no sex involved when he said, I love you.
Would you believe that?
It wasn't like I fucking crazy and he was like, oh my God, I love you. Like, no.
I probably would.
I wouldn't believe that shit.
I believed it.
I would. Well,
I didn't believe he was in love, but I believe he loved me.
I believe. Like, I would believe in 2 days there are things about me that
he loves.
Only have to be around for even a day.
She's like, I'm popping.
I love this.
I hear that.
Like, you're beautiful as shit.
I hear that.
And that's how I know I am. So I
believe. I can't believe you X, Y, Z, and this, that, and the third. And I love you for that. It was really like that. Because it definitely wasn't nothing else.
Right. And then you did have sex with him and then he loved you more.
Well, when I had sex with him, which was like maybe after day like 12, and then he was like, okay, I'm in love with you now. So it went from I love you to now I'm in love with you.
Damn. How long did he
this
last?
This just sounds so awkward.
Yeah, it's
to
weird.
Me.
How long did he last?
Well,
yeah.
You went for 18 days, right?
This is 18 days.
12 days later.
Together, right?
Yes.
It's been 18 days. I mean, it's been 18 weird. Days.
But we're just dating. We're not in a relationship.
But wait, so how long did he last?
The what, the sex?
The first time.
It was.
He did good?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Are you in love with him? Do you love him?
Do you feel?
She's just shaking her head, and the answer's no for everybody.
No, I did say it back, though.
Oh, my God.
You ain't shit.
I can't lie to somebody.
Because
like that.
I felt bad. I just had to say it bad.
Can you say I love you?
She's such a G.
She's a G.
Babe, have you done that? Have you ever said that?
Gigi.
Have you ever said that I love you back to somebody that told you that you didn't mean it?
You can't just say thank you.
Well, see, let me explain.
Right. Like, after you said it, after somebody tells you they love you 20 times, you got to be like, oh, I love you too. You know?
I must be fucking cold. I wouldn't.
I was married most of my adult life.
Yeah, that's true.
I've only been single for 4 years.
Right. Do you like it?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow. Are you dating anybody now?
No.
I want to hear about how she lied about how saying I love you to someone.
Well, no, I was going to say I probably did that as a teenager. See, that's when I had my most, I had my little.
She's running around.
Promiscuous stages as a teenager. So that's why right now dick don't really, I ain't
don't do shit.
Off of, like, I'm like,
do
I'm
you
like
have any
I had enough of that. Right.
Do you have any regrets of guys that be like, yeah, I fuck Faith back and da 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 and you'd be like, oh,
oh
man,
you're dead.
Who? The statute of limitations runs out after a while.
Those things. Like, I'd be like, girl, I fucked mad niggas because I just wanted to fuck them, and if I ain't like it, I didn't fuck them again.
Right.
What if they like, what's up, Raheem? All the time. And then when they even wanted to speak to me more. I'm sure they told but they already knew I fucked them.
Right.
So what if they look crazy now?
But I'm still the same me. It's cool. I ain't fuck you again because that shit was whack.
Boom.
Because that shit was whack.
Sorry, Raheem.
Bye, Raheem.
mean, I've always kind of been that way. It's not like I don't feel a way about it. Right. Like, yeah, you right. fucked me, nigga, and I ain't fucking you again.
Yes.
You can do it now.
Trying to fuck again.
You won't get it. You won't get up in this hell.
Don't you, you can't even add me on Facebook. Get the fuck out of here.
Not following you back. Don't play.
No, I've had friends from Jersey be like, yo, you remember such and such? And it'll be a dude I never had sex with. That really? You know, that might have had a crush on me. And they won't realize that I still have the same exact friends from then. And they'd be like, girl, I saw, let's say Raheem.
Raheem
talking about, yeah, Raheem got it already. Let's see. Jamil.
That's a Jersey name.
You know what I mean? Right? All the Muslim names, right? Akbar.
There we go.
Suleiman.
You saw Ishmael. You know,
he said... Yeah, face still on it. And I'm like, girl.
On
she's
what?
Like, I'm like, I never fucked him. She's like, I know, but I don't think he realized that I still talk to you.
Because
he's telling me, like, he talks to you all the time.
No.
Like, I ain't talked to that nigga.
Guys really be lying on their dick. Like,
89.
At a grown age.
And I fucked him, and I didn't like it. And
I didn't like it.
And he ain't get it no more. But we speak when I see him.
Right.
But he don't have my number. What are you talking about? Like, girl, I know. I'm just telling you, this is the stuff that goes down. So to throw back to what you said, like, yeah, I fucked Faith Evans. It might be a few Brick City niggas out there saying that.
Maybe you did.
Shout out to all of the Raheems.
The Mills.
Mooks. Shout out to Mooks.
They still my homies, though. Right. I bet you they be out there, yo, Faith Evans, y'all, she from my neighborhood.
You don't fuck her, though, right?
Yeah, I fucked him, but I ain't fucked him no more.
Only got it once, it was wet.
He only got it once. Let me tell you something different.
We gotta go to NJ Pack one day to the
No. Terrace Ballroom.
On Thursday.
Robert Tree Hotel.
Treaty. They called themselves fixing it up. I was like,
listen,
I was just there.
You know, that's some Jersey shit. Y'all don't know. Robert y'all quiet Tree? Cause y'all know.
I had no idea.
You from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. Oh, I went to Columbia and Newark Tech and Chad Tree Science and I went to a bunch of schools. I got kicked all out.
Were
you a mean gal? Yeah, we got bad
girl. Angela with all the Raheems and Jamil.
Yeah, you know. Bitches ain't fuck with Suleiman. The kid. No.
Suleiman, Muhammad's the queen.
No. Solomon. Salam.
All right, well, listen, Faith, in closing, what kind of guy are you looking for now? If you had to say, like, what is your ideal man?
Okay, in closing, to be clear, I'm not really looking.
But if you had to say, this is what I would like.
I definitely want a man who has a great sense of humor.
Okay.
Who loves their mother. And, you know, just kind of respects the role that women play in this world, which typically shows in their love for their mother.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And someone who, well, that's provided that their mom was in their life, but just understands that, you know, someone that has a connection with God, whoever that God is. You know, to them, whatever their religion or not is, but that understands that, you know, that has some like belief that there's, we ain't in control of all of this. So let me just kind of try and be a good person and, you know, somebody that just is a people person and just knows their heart just shows, you know, that they're a good person. I'm really into all that. It's a spirit feeling thing.
You grew up in the church though, didn't you?
I did, but I'm not saying I want a church.
That's
guy.
Not, yeah. It's not, no, that. Not that you need a church guy, but somebody that has a belief
that,
yeah,
even outside of a higher church, being. That knowing that there's a reason for all of this, that it's not because I said I want to be da-da-da-da. You know, there's a reason that I never said I wanted to be a recording. I never knew I was going to be a recording artist.
Really?
I was a girl sing and ended up, you know, getting a record deal and being a part of a huge movement in music. I was a church girl who had a gift of song. So, I mean, I just know I've always recognized that, you know, it's bigger than me and my path was laid out, you know, for me, whether I realized it or not. So I just like people that kind of it's a feeling thing too.
Right.
I don't have a type. It's not a certain look. You know?
You don't have to have a beard.
The chemistry.
No, they can't wear no wax shoes.
No wax
I hate
shoes.
A dude that wears like wax shoes.
They can't give you fake Rolexes.
That turns me off.
Yeah, I feel you on the wax shoes.
Have a certain sense of
Can he have on like man Skechers or something?
No. What about a hairline? Do you need a hairline or can you be bald?
Cut it off. If you don't have a hairline, it's over. I mean, you know, but it's really an energy thing with me. Mm-hmm. But some of those things would really be important once, you know, we meet. And I'd be like, ooh, I felt a little spark of energy.
All right, I love it. I can't wait till Faith is back in love again.
Me too.
Me either.
Do you want to have any more line kids? Of guys waiting.
You want to have any more kids?
I wouldn't see the line.
Oh, look.
I don't really, you know, I wouldn't see that line.
Would you want to have any more kids or is it just over? Oh, or how does that work?
I would never think I would.
Yeah. But if... Yeah. You never know.
I wouldn't think I would because I don't want to be like a 60-year-old with my kids' graduation.
I just feel like you'll still be the cool mom, yeah, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, like
yeah, my mom's
fave.
That's so funny because I think my kids, at least my two boys, CJ and Josh, who are 20 and 18.
Wow, really?
They just, in their high school years, kind of started to feel like I'm kind of the shit.
They got to drop that shit. You know how many friends, how much pussy they can get? Right. You know my mom, Faith, if you want to come by the house.
Because we got you on all the playlists and the juice bar, and they come in there like,
we got a lot of Faith Evans in there. Thank you.
They come in there, like, your records come on, men be singing.
My kids didn't grow up like I did.
Right.
I mean, not that they are out of touch, but they didn't grow up in Jersey. Right. Or, you know, in the hood. But although they still have a strong connection with my family, they, you know, when I'm up here, we stay in Brooklyn. They spend a lot of time where I grew up, but at the same time, they didn't have the same upbringing.
Right.
So
they chilling.
Well, no, they ain't like, you know, like we
they
in good, some though, Blueberry they... Hill spot.
I know, but they're good.
They're cool. They had a
well adjusted.
They ain't got no jobs. I know that much.
They ain't puffy. Look, let's just be clear.
Okay, okay.
They ain't
puffy. Okay, well.
There we go. You know what I mean? So they don't. It's a different, it's a pretty normal lifestyle compared to probably what people would think. But, right. So they didn't really get it. I'm their mom, which I actually appreciate
love that.
That.
Right.
I was just their mom. They didn't even realize, like,
right.
Who you were in I the grand scheme. That, of
you know,
things.
I kind of had some kind of dope shit. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Well, know you popping. Let's go. Just say it.
They'd be like, mom, just we say just seen Notorious.
Yeah, listen.
Friends in high school, like, that's your mother?
Yeah. Right. Right. That's
and
dope.
They was like, mom.
We popping.
I didn't know you was dope.
True, all right, well, Faith Evans, we thank you so much for coming through. We really
thank
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thanks for telling me about all these sexual things that I didn't know about before. Girl, you would be the first one.
Anything you can you know, promise when I you promise squirt, that you let us know.
Yes, please. Not internally either.
When you squirt and when you have a wet dream.
Well, see, now that, we did talk about that, the wet dream. I may have had one of those, like, back in the 80s or something.
So you lied to us. You lied to us. So she lied to us.
Raheem.
89.
Service.
10th grade.